Welcome to Keeping It Real's podcast, where we believe in real hope, real love, and a real God. We pray that this message encourages you and builds your faith. Now here's Pastor Reggie Green III.
Amen, amen. I'm glad you are here this afternoon, and welcome to Keeping It Real. If this is your first time, I'm glad that you're with us, and praying you had a good Christmas, I hope. Yeah, maybe. Hope maybe. Ready for the new year. What? I hope that you came. Anyone come hungry today? I hope when you come into the house of God, you come desperately. I hope you come hungry. I do. I really do, man. I come for the worship, and I come for the teaching and the fellowship. Anybody like that? You know, you need it. You need it throughout the week. I always say, so much goes on in the week, and it's a good time to connect and be in the presence of God. And so I'm believing, I've been praying that this message, by the end of this message, that you would decide to have big faith in God. I hope that this message really encourages us today as a church, that we would increase our faith, that our priority would be to have some big faith in God. And I believe that's what God has for us and what he wants for us. And so we're going to get into our message today. Our pastors couldn't be here. They're preaching in Barstow for Pastor Vargas. So just keep them in your prayers. I know they're great pastor friends of ours. If you ever got to meet them, they're great family, Eunice and Felix Vargas. And so they're out there today. But nonetheless, we're going to get into this word. I want us to turn to Colossians chapter 3. And we're looking at a few scriptures today, and I'm believing God's going to help us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. And the scripture says, it says, "Since then, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is at, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." The Message version says, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life, anybody serious today about living for the Lord? He says, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Let's pray today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time just to be in your house and to be in your word. I pray that you speak to us today. Challenge us, God. Increase our faith. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. I pray that it's you today speaking and not me. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. I've been thinking about this message in one way or another over the week. And a lot of times how my sermon preparation goes in is that throughout the week, God will be dealing with certain things in me. I'll be reading, and then he helps me bring it all together. And this has been a message that's been on my heart, I think, for some time in one way or another. As far as the different challenges and thinking about our church and just thinking about people and praying. And you know me, and we spoke on this throughout the year of 2018 different times, is that the greatest battle we have is where? In our mind. And we can handle physical haters, you can handle sometimes people, and that still hurts, don't get me wrong, people saying stuff. But a lot of times, I think our greatest enemy is in here, is us. And we could do a great job of tearing us down, because guess what? I can't leave a person that might be verbally or, you know, abusing me or saying negative things about me. I can't, you know, close social media, or you can't, you know, get them out your life and just cut them out. You can do that with people, but with yourself, you can't. You can't tell yourself, you know, it's difficult because you sleep with yourself, you're with yourself 24/7, and it's in your mind. And so this is something that you and I pray that in 2018 that our focus would be is to deal with that part of our lives. Because one thing, if you know this or not, is that even though you can be in a new situation, if you have the same mindset, nothing really changes. I mean, you can win the lotto tonight, but if you can't handle your money, you'll be broke the next night. Same thing in a relationship. You could have a relationship, but if you don't change the way you think and the way you function, you can enter into another relationship, and the same thing happens again. Some people know what I'm talking about. And so you and I want to challenge us that we become experts in this place of our lives. And how we think and how we believe, because it's not even crucial for you. Number one, it's crucial in your relationship with God. Our number one priority, our number one relationship above all relationships is our relationship with God. And if this doesn't change up here, if we don't renew this place and we don't work on this constantly, then we will not see the change that we want to see. It change a lot of times doesn't happen by magic. The thing that God does that we cannot do is, right, when we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, right, we have now salvation, we are made right, we are forgiven of our sins. That's something that only Jesus can do. That's only what He can do. But we also have a responsibility in then to live out the life that He's called us to live. And how we live out this life, a lot of times, is determined by what goes on here, what we believe about God. And so, just for fun, sometimes, I'll be driving, I'm in my commute, and the 405 come to home, I got a lot of time to think. And sometimes, just be with me, maybe you do this, maybe you don't. I kind of think about, who I could be if I did certain things. Just between myself, sometimes I think, man, who could I be if I lost 30 pounds, right? Who could I be, right? And I think about this, if I just learned Spanish, and then who could I be? Because me and my wife, we like to, salsa dance and bachata dance. I was like, what if I just became the greatest dancer in the world? My wife would never, ever let me go. All those 3 days, I speak Spanish, I lose 30 pounds, I become an expert at bachata and salsa. I've won her forever. I already won her forever. But I think about these things. So I was like, what could I be if these things? Anybody kind of do that sometimes? Sometimes we think, what could I be if I had this job? And sometimes we think about that and we meditate on that. And let's go a little deeper. Sometimes we think about, who could I be if I didn't worry as much? Who could I be if I read my Bible on a daily basis, right? And we could think about that, especially when we come to church, like, who could I be if I would just do this a little different and I had enough faith and courage to let that go, let this person go? Who could I be? And I know we think about those things. That's in our heart, in our mind. It's intimate. It's between us and as we go about. And I want to challenge you today that after reading the Bible and just simply reading that we were created in God's image, and especially closing out this year, I am led to believe that God has created us for great and powerful things. He has created us to do some remarkable things in our lives. And when you read His words, and I know there's some people here, you read it and you're like, whoa, the things that God did in people's lives. I think what's more interesting is the things that He did in people's lives who were broken, who didn't have their act together. That further even fascinates me. People, like using prostitutes, using poor beggars, using people from the street. And if you go read their word, look at what God did in ordinary, broken people's lives. And so as I'm reading this, in my mind, as I'm going throughout this week, I'm like, God, I know that You created me, You created us for a great and mighty purpose. I know You did. And as I begin to think about it, I begin to read His word, I believe that there are some hindrances that limit, what I like to say, that limit our big faith in God. And I want to challenge us as a church, as an individual, that you would decide in your heart to have some big faith in God this coming year. That you would allow this faith, this in God to just move you, cause you to step out in faith, to cause you to go forward and be more than who God is, who you thought you could be. Be everything. Anybody like that? That you want to be everything that God has called you to be? Is that a desire in your heart? Because God has called us to that life. Nothing short of it. Nothing short of it. And I thought for a minute, I was like, all those fun things that I was talking about dancing and losing the pounds, I was like, you know what? I'm capable of doing that. I'm tired of just daydreaming about who I could be. I got to go get that done. Spiritually, I'm like, God, there's some things in my life, in our church that I want to see. You know what? I want to see it happen this year. But I believe that there are some things, some hindrances that can limit our big faith, that limit us from believing in God in a big and powerful way. Number one, I want to start with is in our mind. God has created us to do some great and powerful things, but do you believe it? Do you believe it? I believe that the Spirit of God rests on you in a power. I believe all of us rests on you in a powerful way. That there are great things that God wants you to do, but because you're limited in your thinking, you can't see it. I think sometimes for us, as we read in the scripture, that we're so caught up in our battles, we don't even see who we could become and what God has called us to be. And that's what the scripture is saying. He's like, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is. How many, Jesus is in your heart today. I ain't asking for perfection, but you believe that he's your Lord and Savior. He died on the cross for you, and you are doing your best to live for him. Anybody like that today? If that is you, then I want to challenge you to set your hearts. And if that's not you, I pray that at the end of this message, you will give your life to Jesus and begin to put your mind on the Lord. And so he says, set your hearts. I mean, set your heart, your affections, that personal place, that place that is sensitive and that you want to protect, as the Bible says. He says, set your mind, set your heart where Christ is at. Put above. Look above. Don't be so caught up in what's happening today, because then you lose sight of what God has created you to be. So God has anointed you. He has anointed me for certain things in our lives, but our thinking doesn't match up to it. Our thinking does not match up to it. And so the first place that we have to wage war, that as the Bible says, that we have to renew constantly and daily, is our mind. Because here's the thing, a lot of times there's some great things and sometimes you know it, like God will give you some direction in your life and in your heart, and you'll kind of figure out what to do, but by the end of the day, you've already talked yourself out of it. God has challenged you and you've talked yourself out of what God can do, because you're so focused on what's happening here. And so that's why it's imperative. It is important for us, as the Bible says, is to renew these things, is to renew our mind. Because if you're going to step into, as we're going to step into a new year, if you're going to step into a new place, you're going to want to change this thing. Because this is what will happen, is if your mind's not renewed according to the Word of God, you'll step into a great relationship, but because you're still funky, you'll ruin it. You'll step into a great job of opportunity, of a career, and you'll step into it and you'll lose it because you never changed up here. That's one of the things I'm learning at my job. I went from working front desk, and now I'm working, you know, kind of in finance and behind the doors. And for the first couple weeks, I was still thinking like a front desk. This is just a side thing. I was still thinking like I was working front desk, but I had to change the way I thought. If I'm going to survive in this type of environment with finances and money, I better change how I think up here, because it does not function the same way. Same thing in our season of our life. If God is going to put you in a new position, maybe he wants to give you some new position just in your life and authority over something, and maybe some put you into some new ministries. And as you know, as a church, we're looking about, you know, going overseas, going to Africa and Nepal. You know, what if God, I believe, is calling you some, I tell my wife, I daydream about it, that there's some of you, you're going to be over there. I believe that. And you never, what, Nepal and Africa? Yeah, I really do believe you're going to step in there. But if you're going to be there and function like God wants you to function, you got to change up here. If you're going to step into new seasons of your life and you want to step and be everything that God has called you to be, this is where you got to change. Your thinking. And so don't let your mind talk you out of your destiny. Don't let your thinking cause you to lose sight of who you are. Because this is something I learned as well in 2018, that the devil knows who you are. The devil knows exactly who you are, and he fights you on a high level. That's why you ever notice that when you gave your life to Jesus, for some odd reason, things became a little bit harder? Because now the devil's fighting you on another level. You're a child of God now. There's a different battle. There's different attacks that he does. Why is it now that everything, a lot of times in our life, is causing us to, it tries to separate us from God. Tries to separate us from his purpose, separate us from relationships, separate us from the churches, because the devil understands. And I want you as a church, us as a church, to understand that as well, so that we can fight properly. And so you and I have to be equipped. We have to fight on a higher level because the devil's attacking us because he understands, he knows, he's bringing all the weapons, he's bringing all the tricks, he's bringing everything against our lives. And if we're going to withstand it and overcome it, then we got to think at a higher level. That's why you can't fight certain battles in the way we used to fight our battles. You can't just fight things with positive thinking. You can't just fight things with a new job, a new relationship. You can't fight things just by grinding and pressing it through. This is why he says, hey, you got to put your mindset on Jesus. You got to put it on him. Because guess what? If you're looking up here and you're looking at what's going around you and you're just looking at that and that's your focus, then you will lose every time. But the minute you're going through something, you put your eyes and say, Lord, you're the one that's given me strength. You put your eyes on him and said, you're the one that has the answers. You begin to fight in a different way. You begin to come out of certain things, begin to come out of those anxieties, those fears and depressions. A lot of times we don't come out of that is because we've never shifted it. And to be honest, sometimes it's a scary thought for some of us to put our faith 100% in the Lord. To trust him with everything. That's how you deal with the worry. That's how you deal with the fear. But many times we're accustomed to how we thought or how we used to think. We're accustomed to the old way. And so it's different. It's unnatural for us. But yet this is what the scripture says. It says, look to Jesus. Look to him. Let your mind be renewed by his word. Let your mind be renewed by what he says. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, it says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. You guys know that one? For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. And as you're thinking, if you're thinking like you're lowest on the totem pole, if you're thinking that you're second class, if you're thinking that God can't do anything in your life, if you're thinking that this is it for you, then that's how you'll live your life. As you think in your heart, as the conclusions that you're coming to about who you are, if they're not up to God, if they're not his word, then you always fall short. Not because God doesn't want, it's just because you're thinking. So I want to challenge you, number one, as far as when we talk about our mindset, is to begin to think about yourself as how God thinks about you. This is how we do it. Live your life in reference to him and what God says about how we're the head, right, and not the tail, that we are his sons, that we are his daughters, that he's called us out of darkness into light, that he knew us while we were still in our mother's womb. Let that become your identity. Put your trust and your faith in that. God, who have you called me to be? I know what people say. I know what sometimes I think about myself. But you know who should have the last word in your life? Is the Lord. That is who you live by. Because sometimes we can experience some things that have caused us to question ourselves. To question who we are. But you got to remember and you got to review what God has said about you. Review that in your life. What has God said about you? Let your confidence be in God. And I like this one. Own who God says you are. Own it. Own it. If you're going to believe anything about yourself, own what God says about you. Make it your own. Own that thing. Let it become your, let his word become your identity. Make it yours. Who cares how crazy you might sound or what people might think of you? Own it. Own that. Own your relationship with God. Own it, the fact that he's big and he's amazing, that nothing's impossible for him. Own it that he loves you despite who you are. Own that thing. Own it. Make it your own. Embrace it. Live on it. Every time you feel dirty and grimy, own the word of God. Fight through that thing. Say, no, that's my identity. That's who God has called me to be. Not what I'm thinking in my mind. Not what my experiences are telling me. I'm owning what God has said about me. Own it. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Renew how you think. The second thing I want to look at is that can hinder us from thinking big about God is distractions. Tied in with our thinking, a lot of times as we, you know, talked about not too long ago, is the distractions in our life. Man, this whole week, I didn't realize how distracted we can be from morning to end with good things, not necessarily bad things. Some things are bad, you know, we got to work those things out, but a lot of times it's just real business. And so you and I, in order for us to think bigger about God, is don't get distracted. Don't not be distracted. Don't lose sight of who you are. Don't lose sight of what God has called you to be. Don't lose sight. A lot of times how distraction sets in our relationship with God is failure, is setback, prolonged answers to prayers, and we get distracted. And in our walk with God, I want to encourage you, do not get distracted. Do not lose sight of who God is in your life. And I've realized this as well. Sometimes some things will happen to us. And you know, just having our son. Like, he came in and it's a miracle, but at the same time, we had to adjust our relationship with God. It can boom like a big old landslide trying to figure out how everything works, because that's just the way, you know, a child is. But after a while, we learned to adjust in our relationship with God and still making him priority in our lives. Sometimes it's a death, right, in our family, unexpected death that throws us off. And sometimes we can cause it, we question God about certain things. But I want to challenge you today, don't be distracted by that. Sometimes it's a loss of a job, it's a hardship, an unexpected experience, and it causes us to, we lose sight and we lose, right, we lose focus for a minute and we start, God, where are you at, where are you at? And those are real questions and real experiences. But I want to challenge you that instead of being distracted where you lose sight of God, just simply adjust yourself. Don't allow the distraction. Don't allow, things taking longer than expected. Don't allow difficulties. Don't allow hardships and the things that you didn't plan on happening distract you and cause you to turn from God. Instead, readjust it. Readjust your grip. Readjust your fight. And my dad always says that, you know, we raised them, you know, with pit bulls, and the thing is they don't have a locked jaw, but they just simply let go in order to readjust. And I was thinking about that, because in life, sometimes as we're going, sometimes God, you have to readjust. Right? If the devil is fighting you on an intense level and things are coming down in your life, maybe you have to readjust. And I get you might have a season of questioning God, but you can't stay there too long. You've got to make an adjustment. God, what do you want me to see? I'm not going to lose sight of you. I can't be distracted because you're my lifeline. I know all these hardships and difficulties and things are meant to cut me off from you. So I know I cannot do that. I can't be separated from my life. I can't be separated from the one who died for me and gave his life for me. I can't be separated from the one who pulled me out of darkness. And so what you have to do is adjust in the midst of distraction. Help me to adjust. Help me to change up. Help me to shift. God, show me how to not lose it here and be distracted. Let me adjust my grip. So when you renew in your mind and you're thinking, if we're going to think bigger about God, is work on this place in your mind. Work in between the ears. What is God's word saying? What is he saying about your life? Applying it, working it out, letting that become your identity every day, every day, every day. Speak it over your life every day. You got that one scripture that you're holding on to? Then let that become your identity. Let it become your identity. You're not a loser, right? You're not always bound. You're not going to be stuck to this situation forever. God does have a plan. He does have a purpose for you, right? He is going to bless you. There is more opportunity. Begin to hold on to the word of God. Number two is you can't allow yourself to be distracted. Don't get distracted by difficulties and hardships. Adjust, make the adjustments that you need. Maybe God is calling you to get deeper in your faith. Maybe he's telling you to slow down. Maybe there's some sins that he's like, hey, this is caught. You need to let that go. It's tripping you up. It's costing you greatly. You got to adjust your grip. Let that go. You got to adjust these things. You got to adjust the way that you think. You keep thinking like this. Maybe you got to adjust. And the third thing, as I close with this final thought, is after you've done those things, I titled number three, just, you got to get it done. This is our message, our theme for this year is you got to get it done. It's interesting, if you know the story of Gideon, right, you can look it up in, I think, Judges chapter 6. God is trying to call this man Gideon, And Gideon has all, and to deliver his people because they're in bondage, they're being attacked, they're just being harassed by the enemy. And so God is calling this man Gideon, and when God shows up to Gideon, you know, Gideon begins to go down this whole list of excuses. He begins to make this whole list of why, you know, why should God use him? And I can't do it because I'm the weakest. Anybody think like that? I have no strength. That's what he's saying. I have no strength. I'm the weakest. I don't understand. How am I capable of doing this? And it's interesting. Here's this in verse 14. After Gideon is saying this stuff, right? I don't got my act together. I don't know the word enough like that. I you know the issues that I have. You know my background. You know my failures and my setbacks. This is, you know, kind of like the excuses we give to God sometimes. Well, you this and that, and I got. And it's interesting. In verse 14, the Bible says that the Lord then turned to him and said, "Go in the strength that you have, and save Israel out of Midian's hand." And our word today is, "Am I not sending you?" And it's so interesting that he says, go in the strength that you have, Gideon. You think I was calling you because of your strengths? Because of everything that you have going? You think I called you to a relationship with me for purpose and destiny because you were the smartest person in the world? He says, no, I'm calling you because I'm calling you. And it's my plan, it's my purpose to choose you just like he's choosing us today. And if we are going to get through, right, and you're going to think bigger about God, then I suggest that you just go in the strength that you have. Go because God is the one calling you. Go with all your weaknesses. Go with all everything that you've got. Say, you know what, God, I'm in this. You've called me, then I'm going to go in the strength that I have. And it's interesting that when you go in the strength that you have, how God shows up in your life. And how God showed up for Gideon. If you read in Judges, continue reading how God showed it. This guy, you know, for him, you know what marked his life? Like almost his whole relationship with God is his worry and his fear. Anybody like that today, that your life is kind of just marked with worry and fear? You know, a lot of times, what you got to do with that is give it to God. You know, I realize in my life, I always get nervous when I witness to someone random. That has never left. I can preach in front of, you know, a whole crowd. I can do all that. But when it comes to one-on-one, my heart starts beating. I get nervous. It's how I am. And I realize, you know what? Because I think God, it's not to trust in my own strength. It's to take that step of faith and watch God move. And so in your life, just because you're nervous about an opportunity or about doing something and going and stepping forward in faith, go ahead. Go into it shakily like Gideon did. He was nervous. He was scared, but he said, you know what? I'm going to take a step of faith because, God, you said it. I'm going to move forward because you said it. And this is where God wants to bring us to, is that you go in the strength that you have. You go with trust in God because God wants to show up big time in your life. And you go with the faith that you got. You go with the life that you have. And you simply step out in faith and said, God, you call me to here because I'm here and your Bible says it. So I'm going to take that step. And I encourage you, do not let yourself be hindered from all that God has for you simply because you think you don't have the strength. It's not your strength that's going to get you through. It's not your strength that's going to give you the victory. It's not your strength that's going to help you to overcome. It's the strength of God. And that is why you step out in faith. That is why you move forward. Don't wait for all the lines and everything to match up perfectly. No, you step out in faith because God has called you to. You move and you move and you step according to God's word. That's how you begin to see those, you know, those miracles. And like I said earlier, what stops you a lot of times is that we talk ourselves out of all the promises that God has for us. We're the ones that do it. Don't talk yourself out of the blessing that God has for you. Don't do that. Don't talk yourself out of it. Step out in faith. God says, "Am I not sending you? Am I not sending you?" And I believe God wants to send us, and I'm believing, I'm praying that God, as we go into 2019, I'm believing that our faith, that God, you would help us to step with big faith. That we would step with big faith. And ask the worship team to come today. And as you step out in this big faith, it will be shaky. But God will always show up in your life. God will always show up in your life. And I pray that's something that will continue, that will encourage each other in that, hey, have that faith in God. Change the way that you're thinking, that we, for each other, that we would encourage each other. Can we do that? Say, hey, you know what? Let's think bigger on that. Let's believe like we never believed. If God created us in his image, then why are we thinking like lowly servants? If it's God's spirit, right, it's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it lives in us, then why are we walking with our heads down and being defeated? If Jesus died on the cross for our sins, right, and defeated the devil at the cross, then why are we walking with our heads down? Ask yourself. Why is it that we were sitting here in the house of God, man, we have the most powerful relationship, yet we live life here? Why is that? I'm telling you, keep around. I'm talking to myself. I'm like, why am I living on this level when I see your word and there's authority and there's power for people that believe in you? And I'll be honest, sometimes you get caught up and you're looking at people, and, you know, and wondering what they got with that I don't got, and because I'm looking at a wrong level. You know, you get what car they driving, what they have, how much money, look at them, all that stuff. That's the wrong level to look at. And so I had to set my eyes above and say, God, I have you, the greatest gift. And I'm not making excuses at all, because I got to handle my business, but I know I got you, number one priority. This is the most powerful thing that we can have. And it's not you that's weak. It's not you that's limited. I think it's my belief, our belief in him about what he can do. And so I challenge our church today, let's decide here and now to believe bigger about our big God. I mean, to challenge ourselves to, if we're going to make any type of resolution, let's make a resolution that will work. And let's believe, let's trust him. Can your family be saved? Yeah. Believe that. Can you overcome? Can you break through your addiction, your mind? Can you do that? Yes, you can. Right? We have the Spirit of God. And I'll do my part. I know we'll do as pastors as this year. And we're going to discover what that means. To live the highest level in our relationship with God. If we're going to have the best relationship anywhere, let it be with God, because out of that everything overflows, right? Jesus, out of that everything's taken care of. We have healthier friendship, healthier marriages, healthier children. We're healthier in our jobs, healthier finances, because our priority, our beliefs are right. Let's believe big. Don't limit God in your life, because he's not limited. Look at his word. God's called us. God has called you. You know, my hope and my prayers always as a pastor is, me and my wife, we were talking about it last night, just praying together when we can. And he said, you know, our hope is, like, sometimes we're talking about, we got caught up in all these other things, but the true desire is that people would experience God in a remarkable and powerful way. I mean, that's it right there. To see people made whole and complete and confident and bold in the Spirit of God. And that's the prayer today. That's the challenge today, the decree today. That you would allow your faith to be big in God, that you would believe and you would trust him, you would hold on to every word until that becomes your identity. That you would cling on to it, you would not let it go. That you would hold on to his word and you would allow it to produce something, some boldness, something crazy inside of you. That you would allow it to cause you to move out in faith, to be bigger and better, not because of the stuff you have, but because of your faith in God, because God used you in all your weaknesses and all your frailties. But you decided and said, God, I'm trusting you. I'm moving in you because you call me. You love me. You died on the cross for me. It's your spirit that lives inside of me. That is why I'm going to get it done. That's why I'm going to be better. That's why I'm going to grow. That's why I'm going to be effective. That's why I'm going to be effective. Go in the strength that you have. Go in the strength that you have. 1 Peter 4:12, dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. I just got to close off with that. Peter writes, he says, dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. Don't be surprised because of the trials that you and I face at times. That's an encouraging word for somebody today. Don't be surprised by it. He says, don't be tripped out about it. Don't be surprised by the fiery trials that come down in your life, the things that try to hinder you from your relationship with God. Don't be surprised by it. Embrace that. Embrace it. Say, you know what, God, you're doing something in my life. I'm not going to be discouraged by those things. I'm not going to be distracted. I'm not going to allow it to cause me to think anything different than you. You said, it's not strange. And I speak that word over our church. Don't let it be strange to you. God, what's going on? It's not. He said, don't let it be strange. Because it happens for those that follow Jesus. For those pressing in, wanting more of God. And it comes down to produce something inside of you. The trials come down to produce, to make you stronger, to make you better, to dive deep, to grow deeper in your walk with God. Can we do this today? Can we make our decision? We're going to believe big. We're not going to be distracted. We're not going to be discouraged by the trials that come. That's part of the territory. It's part of me pressing in, being everything that God has called me to be. It's part of it. It's the nature of it. And God's going to bring me through. Amen. Come on, let's all stand to our feet today. Father, we just want to thank you today. We thank you for your word. God, we're making a decision today. It may be difficult for some of us, but today we want to believe more about you in our lives. God, we want to trust bigger and believe bigger. And I pray you remove any hindrance that's in our thinking that's causing us to think less of you. I pray that anytime a distraction comes up, anytime we have to go through something, that we wouldn't lose sight of who you are, but we would lift our eyes unto you and we would draw our strength from you. I pray that our distractions and our obstacles don't become too great to a point where we let you go. I pray that you give us the strength that we need to press in. We want something more this year. We want to grow closer to you this year. We want a tighter relationship with you. We want to see you move powerfully in our lives. No, not so that we would get glory and all the praise, but simply that your name would get all the praise and the glory. God, I'm asking you to move in our church like you've never done before. Not so that we could be famous. Not so that we can get more people in the church. But simply that so that we can know you more. Be more effective for you. Lord, I'm praying for our church today. Increase our faith. We're going to go in the strength that we have. We're going to go in the strength that we have. We're not the strongest people, but we're strong in you. We don't have it all because we have it all, but we have it all because of who you are. We're going to make it because of you. We're going to have breakthrough because of you. Lives are going to be changed because of you. We're going to do what we never thought possible because of you. We're going to see miracles because of you. We're going to see our family saved because of you. And I pray we don't stop believing that. God, we're going to step into our destinies. We're going to step into careers we never thought possible. We're going to step into amazing relationships because of who you are. God, you're good and you're amazing. I want to pray for those simply today that you don't know the Lord. If you're here today and you need Jesus, I want to pray for you right where you're at. Say, you know what? I need him. I don't live for him. I am a sinner. I got sins that just are building up in my life. They cause me to do shameful things. God wants to forgive you today. He died on the cross for your sins. He wants to give you a life and life more abundantly. Don't let your sin separate you from all that God has for you. Turn to God today. Repent today. If that's you, let's pray. Say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sin. I want all that you have for me. I want to know you more. I don't care what people say. I don't care what may happen. I need you. Transform me from the inside out. Transform my thinking. Cause me to look unto you every day. I thank you for dying on the cross for me, for loving me, for believing in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing. We're going to worship. I think this is a great time to worship God as we close out this year. Thank him for what he's done for you. Praise him for what he's going to do. Make some decisions in your heart today. Right now between you and God. Maybe you got to increase your faith. Maybe you just got to make a decision to go to war against some thoughts of anxiety, thoughts of fear, and thoughts of worry. Some of you have to stop being distracted. Make a decision today. Ask God to reveal to you and to give you the strength to remove those distractions from your life. Make some decisions in the presence of God. Think clear about them. Choose God today. Choose God to increase your faith today, and he'll move for you. Can we do that? Father, we thank you. We're going to worship you. We're going to praise you for all that you're going to do. Move in our lives. Do something supernatural. Do something supernatural in our families and declare it today in our lives. God, move. We don't want nothing else unless it comes from you. Renew our thinking. Renew our spirits. God, renew our hearts. We receive you today in Jesus' name. Come on, let's begin to sing to our God.
Thank you for tuning into this week's message. We hope that you were encouraged and inspired. For more information about our church, visit kirchurch.com or follow us on Instagram at kirchurch.